Bluegrass in the High, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
It has been discovered that the single most stressful time of the year is the period between Thanksgiving and New Year's. You know, we start worrying about the turkey, we start worrying about the dinner, we start worrying about the relatives who are coming, we start worrying about the cleanup, and then we start worrying about Christmas presents and finances, and there's the relatives again, and then we start thinking about New Year's. We are just wringing our hands all the time, and we won't enjoy the holidays one bit. The Smithsonian Institute magazine says we live in the golden age of anxiety. We not only have micro worries, which are our personal worries, but now we're confronted with macro worries. Those are worries of the world. No wonder everybody's uptight. We get up in the morning to an alarm clock. That sets you off in a negative mood in the first place. Remember, it's not called a comfort clock. It's called an alarm clock. And then it just seems to go downhill from there, doesn't it? Dr. Walter Calvert did a study and discovered that 40% of our worries never happen. 30% of our worries concern the past. 12% of our worries are needless health concerns. 10% of our worries are insignificant and petty issues. That only leaves 8% of things to worry about, actual legitimate concerns. Here's what I suggest. Take those 8% and pick a time during the day to worry, say from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 4:15. Spend 15 minutes really obsessing over them, pray about them, and then leave them behind. Go on and do something productive, because worry doesn't change anything. Worry causes us to simply stew. We're just stewing. We're not changing anything at all. The fact that worry is learned also means it can be unlearned. Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." What he's saying is this: don't open your umbrella until it starts raining. Happy Thanksgiving. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. Jim, how in the world are you?
Doing great. How about you, Dave?
Are you stressed out, Jim?
I'm stressed out.
You know, brother, what the brother was saying there in the intro, you know, last year I was in the hospital, and Nikki's Uncle Stanley brought me a book, What to Do, and it's all Bible passages.
Great.
And I have found that when I get stressed out or angry or whatever I get, I go right to my desk and read that, and you know that helps?
Well, great.
I might go to the Word. Get in the Word. And it'll help you. Now,
amen.
That ain't 100% for me, but
at the start.
But sometimes I'm foolish enough not to listen.
Well, that, we all are.
Boy, it helps so much. Did you have a good week?
Had a great week. What about you? You're busy. This is your busy time.
I'm busy, and I saw you hobbling in here with what happened.
I got a little accident, hit it with a hammer. How you doing, man? I don't know.
Did you do it, or did you what?
I did it, trying to get away from my wife.
Okay.
It was an accident, but it's a healing.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And you know what I've noticed? It's the fourth Sunday, which means we've got the Highland Bluegrass
Quartet in here.
We sure do.
We've got some good
music coming up. But we've got the whole crew here today.
Absolutely.
Oh, we do.
That's the first welcome, Highland Bluegrass Quartet. We're loving to have you.
Yeah, doesn't need to happen that often.
Yeah, Andrew's stressed. But you know, Andrew is not stressed. You know what, Ken? You cannot stress that boy out.
I can't tell a bit more stress on him now than before.
Andrew is like one of those darlings from an Andy Griffith show. Andrew. He just looks straight ahead. You can't stress this boy out. But, you know, he's going to have some sleepy eyes here before
that's
long.
Gonna be
he's got a big baby
out.
Boy coming.
He sure does.
Samuel's coming into the world Tuesday of this week. Tuesday. We're excited for you, Andrew. We really are. And you never know whether he's excited or not.
Well, that's true. But we'll find out after Tuesday if he is.
Yeah. That's no, we won't. Joke. He won't change his expression. Welcome, Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
Thanks so much, David. We're glad to be here. You know, it's Thanksgiving time, and right after Thanksgiving time comes Christmas time, you know. And so in connection with the Christmas in the Highlands, we thought we might do some Christmas songs today. Yeah, so we'll start off with one of our favorites, entitled Children Go. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee one by one, cause one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee two by two, cause two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee three by three, cause three was the Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee four by four, because four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee five by five, cause five was the five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was the Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee ten by ten, cause ten was the Ten Commandments. Nine was the nine that stood in the line. Eight was the eight that waited at the gate. Seven was the seven that never got to heaven. Six was the six that didn't get fixed. Five was the five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. In Bethlehem.
Children born in Bethlehem.
Amen. Holiday time of the year, Thanksgiving, Christmas time. These songs, David, are on our CD, of course,
yes,
you know.
They are.
Our Christmas CD.
You have real time to plug them, brother.
Oh, my. I tell you what. We are... We are wanting to sell as many of them as we can, you know. And we got a special price on them. $12 a piece or two for 20. $12 a piece or two for 20. And since we're talking about Christmas CDs and Christmas time, let's just sing about it. What do you say, guys?
That's
snowflakes falling, my old home's calling. Tall pines humming, Christmas time to come. And you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy. Hear them singing, when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. White candles burning, my old heart's a yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time to come. And you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy. Hear them singing, when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Molly's in the window. Home is where the wind blows. Can't walk or run it. Christmas time to come. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and you know I'm going home. Amen.
Coming right up, a great show for a great cause. It's the 16th annual Clyde Bowling Christmas in the Highlands, live inside the Country Music Highway Museum, December 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. On this big night, you can enjoy a cakewalk, a live auction, a 50-50 drawing, Santa Claus will be there, dancing and concessions, and an abundance of excellent live music, including Salvation Rain, the Bobby Maynard Band, Streamliner Bluegrass Band, the Highland Bluegrass Quartet, and First Time Around. Admission to Christmas in the Highlands is $10 or a brand new unwrapped toy. Help the children of Johnson County have another great Christmas by your attendance at the 16th annual Clyde Bowling Christmas in the Highlands. This will be one great show for an excellent cause. Live on the stage of the Country Music Highway Museum in Paintsville. And everyone gets in for either $10 at the door or a new unwrapped toy. For more information, call 606-367-1056.
Bluegrass Quartet's going to be at Christmas in the Highlands this year.
Yeah.
I hope you can make it. We got our Highland Bluegrass Quartet's there, Salvation Rain. We're really glad to have them.
We've got a big happenings going on that Saturday.
We've got big goings on.
We sure have.
Jim, I went out to see our good friend at Conley Tire.
Conley Tire. That was Wallace and Dunn.
You know, when I was walking up to the store, I noticed something.
What'd you notice?
The liar's bench is gone.
They moved it. They may be getting a bigger one.
Huh? I don't know.
You think that? Well, it might be the year of the season we're going through right now. They don't want to put nobody on the spot. Santa Claus listening.
Well, or maybe they're trying to do better, brother.
Well, that's true. You've got a positive attitude about it.
But I went in, and they were so busy in there at Conley Tire. And Wallace was actually working when I went in.
Probably had to.
And he had a customer sitting there. And Wallace wouldn't offer him no coffee, so I did.
So how'd you do, Wallace? Give him the last cup?
Seeing how you're not going to offer these fine folks any coffee, I will. But I'll warn you right now, prepare to be up for 3 days. It's the strongest coffee. And I said, Wallace, you got any donuts over there?
Did
take
he have
care them? Of these people.
Well, great.
But he didn't have any donuts. So. But he had a little crust around his mouth, so I'm suspicious.
He seen you coming in and downed it real quick.
Anyway, we're talking about our good friends, Conley Tire, out on the Paintsville Lake Road. Been in business forever, Jim.
For a long time. They sure have.
You can find them at 297-2424. They carry the good Michelin, Mastercraft, Dunlop, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Uniroyal, General, Firestone, and Bridgestone. It just goes on and on.
Right on.
And I don't know about you, Jim, but I saw some snowflakes falling this morning.
I did, too. And if you got some slick tires right now, maybe be a good time to look into them.
And there's no reason not to.
Absolutely.
I was also standing out there. You know, I hang out a little bit when I go.
Yeah, you do.
And some folks come in, and they said, Chris, we need some tires, but we don't have a lot of money. So Chris took care of them.
He sure did. He
said, here's what I got. How's this price sound to you? And it was too much for him, so he went down even more. He found another tire for him. That's our good friend. They got a $25 oil change out there. Andrew, you can get synthetic oil change for $25. Can't beat that.
Nope.
You know.
And the top-notch front-end alignment.
Yeah, for you. Top-notch, latest equipment in the front-end alignment. They carry the good Interstate batteries. Got to get out there and get me one of those. My battery's 5 years old. But you can't go wrong. You can't hook them wrong at Conley Tire. Been around forever. Financing available, too.
I sure
so
have.
So go out and see them on the Paintsville Lake Road. That's our good friends at Conley Tire. And also I want to mention real quick our friends at McCoy's Tree Service, James and Donna out there. Find them at 395-0473. tree trimming, tree chopping, anything
leaf
you need.
Leaf removal, anything you need.
And you better hurry because James is getting ready to take off for Christmas.
Yes, he is.
40 years in the business, insured, senior citizens discount, and I think everybody in here except a couple of us are senior citizens. So,
who's a couple, Dave? You want to point them out?
No, I'm good. I'm good right now.
What about Glenn? He's borderline, isn't he?
I'm good. But anyway, that's our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service. Go see him at 395-0473. Now let's get back to the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
Speaking of senior citizens, I'd stopped at a McDonald's in Ashland to get a cup of coffee, and the young man that waited on me said that'd be $1.06. And a lady came by and whispered something in his ear, and he said, "I mean 67 cents." And I heard her say, "He's a senior citizen." I don't know whether to feel good or feel bad. Kick it off, Glenn John.
On this wondrous holy night, above the stable shone a light. Be our Lord's child is born. They cuddled there in Mary's arms. So let the hallelujahs ring. Praise the blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing. It's the birthday of our King. We all forget, or so it seems, what the Christ in Christmas means. And Bethlehem so far away, Christ was born upon this day. So let the hallelujahs ring. Praise the blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing. It's the birthday of our King. With swaddling clothes she wrapped him in and laid him here in the manger then. Oh, let us praise the chosen one and glorify thy Father's Son. So let the hallelujahs ring. Praise our blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing. It's the birthday of our King. It's the birthday of our King.
Amen. Got to get through Thanksgiving first, Jim.
Absolutely.
But then the birthday of our King.
Amen.
You know, the whole month of December is just different. Everybody's different in December around Christmas time. Folks that wouldn't normally hold the door for you, hold the door open.
Absolutely.
Folks that wouldn't necessarily speak to you, now are speaking. And it's just a different time of the year when we just feel better about life. Feel better about what we're doing. And
just hope they don't get away from saying Merry Christmas.
There you go. I'm going to say it every chance I get. And so the reason I think people feel better about it is because of the hope that we have that time of year. Because of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ gives us hope, and we want to be sure that we have room for him and that we make room for him. That's what this next song's all about. Will we have room for Jesus?
times we forget what Christmas really means. We have no room for Jesus in our hopes and dreams. With all the gifts we give, we'll never outgive the one who gave us Jesus, that you and I might live. He was born in a plain and simple stable, for there was no room in the inn. Will Christmas be the same as on that sacred day? Will we have room for Jesus on this Christmas day? Lest you and I be thankful on this Christmas day, by loving one another and bow our heads and pray. Looking unto Jesus, the author of our faith, let's all make room for Jesus on this Christmas day. He was born in a plain and simple stable, for there was no room in the inn. Will Christmas be the same as on that sacred day? Will we have room for Jesus on this Christmas day? Simple stable, for there was no room in the inn. Will Christmas be the same as on that sacred day? Will we have room for Jesus on this Christmas day? Will we have room for Jesus on this Christmas day? Amen.
You know, they were tired when they got to that manger, weren't they? They were tired. They'd come a long, long way.
Absolutely. Long
way. Wasn't it over 200 miles?
No, no, not quite. It's about a 70-mile journey.
70 miles.
Yeah.
For some reason, 147 sticking in my head for something.
Okay, well, we could say that if you want to. But
No. You know more about than I do. But 70 miles.
Round trip, wasn't it?
There and back. Of course, they went down to Egypt for a little while, too.
You know, Jim, you may be stressed if you rode your mule 70 miles, wouldn't you?
A whole lot stressed. And the mule would be, too.
Tell us a little bit about our good friend, Brett Butcher.
Well, Brett Butcher, he's joined with a law firm right here in Paintsville, and it's called Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
And it's not Jim O'Brien.
No, nope, not Jim. It's Adam.
Well, I was hoping it was Jim.
Adam.
Well, I'm going to come down there and try to get a deal.
Well, if I was, I'd give you a deal,
Thank
Jerry.
You, brother.
But it's Adam O'Brien. They've kind of a young group of lawyers that's really out there, you know, trying to make a good name for themselves. They're located right here in Paintsville. Address is 412 2nd Street, right here in Paintsville. What's your phone number,
Linda, Dave? Easiest phone number to remember. Let me tell you something. I can even remember.
Dave can.
789-1111.
11, look at there. You've already got it. She's already got it absorbed in her memory now.
You know, Brett is a great attorney
and
a good friend. And he'll treat you as such.
He sure
will. If your family does not have a family attorney, you need one.
Everybody needs an attorney. That's
true. Call them up for a free consultation and get a family law there. Whether you need one or not, there's always going to be a deed needed or something along the way that you'll need.
Just have one in your back pocket. That way, when you need one, you can go ahead and call it.
Exactly.
Not have to look for one.
Call good friends at
789-1111.
The name of the company?
And it's Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, and it's 412 2nd Street right here in Paintsville.
Good friends of ours, too.
Absolutely.
Go see him today and tell him that Jim was talking about him, and rest assured that Jim is not one of the attorneys.
Absolutely.
That'll keep him coming that way.
That sure will.
All righty, let's get back to the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Christmas is blue for a lot of people. Some of the most depressing moments for a lot of folks come at Christmas time. They've lost a loved one, or someone is not home at Christmas, that they want to be home at Christmas. And I remember a true story of a family years ago that kept their Christmas lights on till mid-May, Jim. And some of the neighbors got a little bit aggravated with them, and they said, you need to turn your lights off now. Christmas has been over now for some time. And the mother said, our boy is coming home from Vietnam, and he'll be here the first week in May. He had hoped to be home for Christmas, so we decided to keep Christmas going until he got here. True story. And once the neighbors understood, their hearts were touched. And so people's hearts are touched this time of year. And sometimes they're sad.
It's the most depressing time of year for...
Well, it is for a lot of folks, yeah.
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 Well, I don't care how old you get, at Christmas seems like your mind kind of goes back to your childhood days, and you miss...
That's right, Jim.
...the people, your grandparents that you enjoyed Christmas with, your mom and dad, if they're not here.
Yeah, you're right.
Folks, we have a caller on the line right now. And we love to help people.
Absolutely.
And he's wanting directions to, where is he wanting to go, Linda? Van Laer Free Will Baptist. Does anybody in this room know where that church is at? So we can help this gentleman.
Well, I do. It's helpful to know where you are to start with.
That helps.
So where are you?
They're from
Pikeville.
They're from Pikeville.
All right. Well, if you come from Pikeville to Paintsville and you get on old 321... If you got on old 321, about, I don't know, 3 or 4 miles before you get to Paintsville, you'll see a sign. It'll say Van Laer.
Right.
Turn right there. Turn right.
Or towards Loretta Lynn's home place.
Yeah, there's a sign about her house there, too.
Yeah, Loretta Lynn's home place.
Turn
right
there.
And take you right to it.
Yeah, and go in that direction. And let's see now. What is that route number? That turns on 321 to what? Does anybody remember? 302? stay on 302 and just follow the road. It winds around, and sometimes, as old brother used to say, it's not a curve, it's more like a corner, and you'll have to just go with it. But the churches go across a little bridge, and the church is right on the right-hand side of the road. If you get up there and get lost by these directions, and you could very well, stop and ask somebody there. They'll be happy to tell you. That's probably going up to see the tallies tonight.
Probably. And, you know, brother, I was going to tell you, I thought you was going to say, if you're coming from Pikeville, you go to Walmart, and then from there you go.
Well, you're... yeah, you. That's where he may end up if he follows my directions. But I hope you make it, brother. Can't miss it. I hate it when people say that. Because I always miss it.
Yeah. 23, 321, turn right. Show you where to go.
Kick it off there, Wichita.
How we doing?
Christmas time, back home. That's what Jim was talking about just a minute ago.
That's not the chord we're doing that in, is it?
No.
There you go.
Back up in the mountains, in the old hometown of mine, there's not a brighter time here than that of Christmas time. Bells in the little church, they all begin to chime. They'll ring off for miles around, rejoice, it's Christmas time. Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. Carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside, the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time.
Oh, Glenn John.
Candle in each window, they give a golden glow, while out among the shimmering pine, light sparkles in the snow. And through the lonely mountaintops, the wind shrills echo cry, for peace on earth, goodwill toward men, and a faith that will not die. Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. Carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time. Above our little town, so bright to be so far, there shines upon the whole wide world this gift, our guiding star. Everyone in each home can feel peace sublime and know the joy the Yuletide brings to all at Christmas time. Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. Carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I've had a world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time. A world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time.
Amen.
Guy who's buying me lunch says what?
No, not gonna happen.
Come on, guy who's buying me lunch says what?
Stop it, cut it out. I'm not falling for that again.
Come on, I'm hungry. And I want to try this new McValue menu from McDonald's. They have 3-piece mozzarella sticks or 4-piece chicken McNuggets for just a buck. And they even have a new triple cheeseburger.
What?
Ha ha, I knew you'd say what. Let's go. Let's go right now. Let's go, let's go.
Where are the
let's
keys?
Go. For a limited time, price and participation may vary.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning, McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a savory bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
Coming right up, a great show for a great cause. It's the 16th annual Clyde Bowling Christmas in the Highlands, live inside the Country Music Highway Museum, December 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. On this big night, you can enjoy a cakewalk, a live auction, a 50-50 drawing, Santa Claus will be there, dancing and concessions, and an abundance of excellent live music, including Salvation Rain, the Bobby Maynard Band, Streamliner Bluegrass Band, the Highland Bluegrass Quartet, and First Time Around. Admission to Christmas in the Highlands is $10 or a brand new unwrapped toy. Help the children of Johnson County have another great Christmas by your attendance at the 16th annual Clyde Bowling Christmas in the Highlands. This will be one great show for an excellent cause. Live on the stage of the Country Music Highway Museum in Paintsville. And everyone gets in for either $10 at the door or a new unwrapped toy. For more information, call 606-367-1056.
Have a time that night.
We sure are, Dave. Looking forward to it.
Are you ready to do some auctioning?
I'm ready.
Jim does our live auction, and we're going to do an old-fashioned cakewalk.
Absolutely.
Have you ever done a cakewalk, Andrew? They're nice, ain't they? Especially if you win.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever walked after too much cake?
I think we've all done that.
You know, Jim, Nikki and I were talking yesterday, with Thanksgiving coming up, a lot to prepare, a lot to do as far as food goes.
Absolutely.
She said, let's eat non-traditional turkey food until that time. And McDonald's grilled chicken, me and you found it, haven't we? That grilled chicken sandwich.
Oh, mercy.
It is delicious. That's
Jim and I are dropping pounds left and right with that grilled chicken sandwich.
You're bouncing back up.
Are you bouncing back up? But they've got great food at great prices.
They have. I broke over there and got a number one. I can't stay away.
Well, the dilemma solved on the number one combo.
What is the number one now?
It stayed the same, the Big Mac.
Big Mac.
That's it. Did I got our question answered?
As what, has any of the breakfast fell in line with?
Well, you know, if you do the breakfast in the morning, the number one combo is the Egg McMuffin.
Absolutely. Yep.
But after the traditional breakfast hours, it is the Big Mac.
So we got two number ones, before lunch and one after lunch.
I'm confused.
Me too.
But anyway, that don't take much. Hey, if you see posters around and flyers on the Bluegrass and the Highlands show, we can give you thanks to Broadway Printers for that.
Absolutely.
They does all that work for us every year free because they like to help the children of Johnson County as well.
Yes.
Stop in today and let Debbie or Chelsea meet your printing needs. They make great impressions for you. They do colored. What's a B&W copy? Does anybody know what the black and white, I guess? Boy, I'm an ancient dinosaur. All right, how about an NCR form?
NCR, who can pass that?
NCR, National Cash Register.
A what?
National Cash Register is what it used to stand for.
Okay.
Many years ago.
I know this one. They do business cards.
They don't have
cards.
Cash registers anymore. Do
they do graphic
designs.
No,
they don't, Jim.
They do posters and flyers, which you can see our work on there. Brochures and more. You can't beat them. They're located on 216 Main Street. That's our good friends at Broadway Printers. Call them today and thank them for helping a kid in Johnson County at 789-6835. And we do want to congratulate Johnson Central High School and the Paintsville Tigers on their victories over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Isn't that wonderful?
And both of them from the same county.
Yeah, they both won. Route 2 is going to be December the 3rd at the Apple Shop in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Sherry, thanks for that, and thank you for putting our flyers up, too. Let's get back to the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
We were talking about dating ourselves. On the way home from church, I was listening to Bluegrass Junction, and they had a group on there they were doing. They call it, David, you're familiar with it, Track by Track. Some of the rest of us may be as well, where they take a CD, an album, and they talk about each song. And so they had a group called Trinity River Band, good group. And one of the fellows was asked, which song is your favorite? And he said, well, I guess the favorite song on there is, and he named the song. I've forgotten which one it was. But he said, I really would have liked to have lived way back then. And I thought he was probably talking about, you know, turn of the century or something. He said, I'd love to be able to drive one of those 1959 two-ton Chevrolets. And I thought, yeah, I did. Way back then. Way back. See the snow, how it's falling. My own home's a-calling me back. Oh, how long to be there with the ones I love so dear. It's Christmas time. Singing, silver bells now are ringing. It's Christmas time. I see the tree they're decorating. Everyone now are waiting for Christmas Day. I'm almost there, almost home now. Around the bend, I can see now my home. Christmas time. Everybody wants to go home for Christmas time. No question about that. All right, here's one. We'll pick the pace up just a little bit. It's called Christmas in the Mountains.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can't hardly beat it. That's my favorite place to be. How about you, Dave? The mountains and the meadows are covered up with snow. Home fires burning bright, winds of winter blow. Christmas bells are ringing, lights are on the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains. That's where I want to be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, the silver and the gold. Oh, see the starlight glisten upon the snow. Families all together singing around the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains. This is the place to be. And John. Candlelight's the window, there's wood upon the fire. The clock is striking midnight, this is the Christmas hour. Children are sleeping, the gifts beneath the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, that's where I want to be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, they're silver and there's gold. Oh, see the starlight glisten upon the fallen snow. Families all together, singing around the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. Christmas colors, the silver and the gold. Oh, see the starlight glisten upon the falling snow. Families all together sing around the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. Amen.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home. Jim, I know you've had several family members.
Absolutely, Dave.
Sure use that have. Facility. Voted best between the lakes for the last, how many? I don't know how many.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How many years nobody knows?
They win every year.
Every year.
And it's a wonderful facility up there,
it
Jim,
sure is.
In a time of need. They can handle any type of funeral, from large to small, to relocation, to military, just anything you need at Joseph Preston.
And they've got the room.
James Andrew is a genuine man. He really
loves
the Lord, and he loves to serve people, and he's in the business to serve people.
He sure is, and they've got enough room for to accommodate, you know, the family and whatever crowd that comes to visit.
They do, Jim.
Parking
and they
lot.
Do a wonderful job.
They sure
they
do.
They do a wonderful job. Located on the Starfire here, that's our good friends at Jones Preston. And I stopped and saw our good friends at Fannin's.
How they done?
Oh, they're getting ready for Turkey Day.
Well, now, they had a lot of stuff down there.
I asked them, I said, what time's dinner? And they said, come on. And they meant it. Well, that's the beauty
sure.
of it.
That's true.
Fannin's been our oldest sponsor. They do a wonderful job with us at Fannin's. And we're so happy to have them on board.
We sure are, Dave.
They do such a good work with the great American Standard products. So, I want the quartet to know that I'm tickled to death to have you all in here today.
Thank you, brother.
It's been a blessing.
We're glad to be here.
You know, it's great to be among family.
Well, it's absolutely. Time to go. We
no. I can tell you I like you between before we leave.
That's when you know family tells you how good you are. Just about the time to you get out.
He just wanted to make sure he had time, though, Jerry, not run
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Best quartet in town. Right? Bless your heart, of course.
He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. He died without a penny. He didn't have a dime. He was a friend of mine. He died on the Gila Main Run. Died on the Gila Main Run. His lonely race is over. Lonely days are run. He died on the Gila Main Run. was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. He died without a penny. He didn't have a dime. He was a friend of mine. He died 'neath the midnight sun. Died 'neath the midnight sun. His wandering days are over. His rambling days are done. He died 'neath the midnight sun. He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. He died without a penny. He didn't have a dime. He was a friend of mine. The tears that fell like raindrops the night my old friend died. I stole away and cried. He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Died without a penny, didn't have a dime. He was a friend of mine.
Amen. Well, I went out and saw our good friend, you know, Philip.
Phillips Hardware.
Yeah, me and the boys are trying to form a union out
here. Well, are you making any headway with it?
Well, you know, Phillip's running off to these big conventions and,
mm-hmm.
and not working much, so we decided we'd form a union because we feel that we should be invited to the conventions if he gets to go.
Well, that'll work.
But, you know, he does learn stuff.
He absolutely does, and you can tell by just stopping in out there.
And I can flat tell you, Jim, he ain't got rid of his liar's bench.
Nope.
He needs a new one.
He needs to expand it, doesn't he? That may have been what the dumb move Connolly's over there.
He needs to put a wraparound deck on it, I believe. You can phone him at 297-3456. You know, he's your heat headquarters, and today would be a good day for some heat, wouldn't it?
That's true.
He's got any type of heat. He's got space heaters, oil base heaters, just anything you need out there. And he's going to be getting in to the propane tanks before long. He wants you to know that. And he's taking orders for those MF series furnaces.
He
said he'll have them through December.
Last year he couldn't keep them in stock.
I know. And I'll tell you what, this cold air, go out and let Philip describe these for you because they're unbelievable how much they can save you.
That's true. And you don't have to have a hot water heater with them. And they will heat your, they'll heat your pool too, won't they?
Yeah, they'll heat your pool and your hot water in your house.
That's true.
Andrew, with two babies are coming, you may need to look for cost savings. So you need to go out and see Philip.
Or you could give me some money.
Huh? He'll give you all kinds of money out there. He's got financing out there. No. How's that?
You can sign a finance or sign a finance form.
It's like, well, my daughter called me yesterday, and she asked me this real personal question. She said, "Do you care if I ask?" I said, "You ask right on, sweetheart." And she asked me the question, and I said, "None of your business."
I bet that went over well, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just fact. But he also wanted to tell you he's got a big fishing order coming in. He's having a Black Friday sale at Phelps. He's going to be closed Thursday. And he's having a Black Friday sale. And he's going to have all kinds of sales on out there on Friday.
He sure will.
So go out and see our good friends. He's got drinking dippers out there, Jim.
That's hard to find.
Man, they're good. Have you ever drank out of a good old
dipper?
Drinking.
Now that good old-fashioned well water.
Oh, you can't beat them. You can't beat them. Our good friends at Phelps, they carry the case knives. Jim, you got me one year.
I did.
And I still use that.
You ain't cut yourself yet, have you?
No, I didn't get you anything that year. I hate that. But anyway, I felt really bad, too.
You don't plan to this year either, do you?
I'm going to give you the same thing I did last year, just a different color.
Different colors, all I ask.
But anyway, go out to Phelps Heat and Hardware this week. He's got heat tape for those lines, because it's going to get cold. And yep. Go to his Black Friday sale next week. He's got all kinds of stuff. It's time for us to get out of here. We thank you we hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
We sure do.
And get to church, folks. Learn about Jesus. You'll never be disappointed doing that. And until we see you next week, remember two vital things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus number one in your
life.
We'll
see you next week. Thank you, Highland Bluegrass.
You're welcome.
See you.
You're welcome. We'll close out with a song that's just really appropriate for this time of year. Thanksgiving, family going to be around the table. Christmas time coming up. Teach your children well.
Must have a goal that you can live by and soul. Become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they fixed, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Tender years, at those fears that your elders grew by and sold. Help them with yours, they seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they fixed, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.